Your ass belongs to me. I tell you what you can and can't do with it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I didn't say I was leaving.
Shut up! Now, all you whores, sit down. I want to talk to you. Anybody thinking about leaving here is going to find my left foot square up their ass. Do you understand it?
What?
Shut up, you junkie whore! I'm talking to you. And those two bitches that left, they better learn to sell pussy in Iceland, because if I ever see them again, I'm going to cut their fucking throats. We are family. And that...
Begging for the man, ass. Hey.
I'm so glad you chose me, baby, baby. And I'll make you so happy.
Yo! What's up, players and playettes out there in Macland? This is your host, Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed, also known as TN, and that stands for what? That nigga. Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'm glad to have everybody tuning back in. It's been a while since we've done a show. I've been on vacation. I'm back from Bora Bora, Tahiti. Broadcasting live right here in Flaw Scandalous, California. And I'm ready to flow from the Survival Scrolls. And the topic of today's show is going to be choosy lovers. That's why I'm bumping that choosy lovers in the background. We're going to talk about choosy ass females. We're going to get into that a little bit later on in the show. And that clip you heard at the beginning of the show, that's from the movie Truck Turner. You can see that clip on YouTube. Very funny stuff. Had a female madam laying the smackdown on some hoes. Real funny shit. And before I forget, today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get the Mac Lessons DVD and all of your other macking needs. And the show is brought to you by OfficialUPA.com, also known as UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. That's the website where you can chop up game with players all around the world. You feel me? And also, if you want to check out some of my photos from Bora Bora, Tahiti, you can go to MySpace.com/Tariq_Nasheed. And check out some of the photos there. And I'm going to put up a YouTube link of some of the video footage that I shot of Bora Bora, Tahiti. Bora Bora, Tahiti is one of the best looking islands I've ever been on in my life. If you get a chance to go out there, go out there. It's very beautiful. The place, Bora Bora, gained a lot of notoriety recently because Eddie Murphy got quote-unquote married out there a few weeks ago. It's absolutely beautiful, man. The island is small. It's an island within an island, man. It's a real fly-ass spot. There's little bitty islands surrounding the island. Real tight shit. There's positives and negatives about it. The plus side is it's very beautiful. And I stayed in one of those overwater bungalows where you're right in the water. That shit was off the hook. Beautiful, man. Sometimes it's like you're on your own little private island. There's only about 9,000 people that live on that island. Beautiful flowers and trees off the hook, man. It's really, really tight. That's the positive. Also, man, it rains for like 5 minutes, then it'll stop. be sunny. It'll rain real hard for like 20 minutes. It'll start, it rains off and on, but it's still beautiful. Now, the negative thing is it's expensive than a motherfucker out there. Going there is expensive. And the food, everything else is hella expensive, man. And you got to watch your money out there because they'll try to jip you on the foreign exchange. And also, all my people who got their cards, I sent out a lot of postcards. And I hope you guys got them. They have a lot of postcards out there with Tahitian women with their titties out. And not in a National Geographic type way. You know, certain pictures like in Africa, you have people with their titties out and it's not sexual, but shit. These women got their titties out with like pineapple juice dripping off the nipples. So I hope you guys got those postcards I sent. I didn't send the ladies because a lot of ladies, I sent out postcards to them too, a lot of the female listeners. I didn't send y'all the provocative cards, but I sent out a lot of postcards and I hope everybody got them. You should have them by now. Another strange thing about Tahiti and Bora Bora, because all of that is like in the same vicinity. Bora Bora is like a part of Tahiti. One thing that was very interesting, man, and you guys got to keep this in mind. Also with the ladies, it's some fine motherfuckers in Tahiti. Playa. That's a place that folks kind of sleep on. There's some badass, fine, thick motherfuckers out there in Tahiti, dude. Women are beautiful, tall, thick motherfuckers. When I say thick, I don't mean that Buffy the Body fat. I'm nice, shapely women out there, tight. Beautiful women. Only thing is, you know, they broke than a motherfucker. They got fucked up feet. That's a negative thing. Beautiful women, face beautiful, body beautiful, feet look like they've been kicking coconuts. And it's like that in some so-called, I hate to call it a poor country, because I don't really consider them poor. They don't have a lot of money, the locals. They don't have a lot of money, but I don't consider them poor because poor is really a state of mind. There's a difference between being poor and not having a lot of money, because they don't have a lot of money, but they ain't tripping on money. It's all about their family out there. Because when I was in Bora Bora, I didn't see any police officers. There's like no crime out there. There's like zero crime. I didn't see one police officer in Bora Bora at all. Because I assume that everybody kind of knows each other, and you know, if they steal something or do something, where the fuck are they going to go? So it's really all about family out there. So they're not really tripping on, you know, no money. They're happy. I mean, they're the happiest people I've ever seen. They're cool. So I hate to use the word poor with them. Poor is like Haiti. Poor is when you knock a motherfucker upside the head for something to eat. You hit a motherfucker in the throat for a bag of Funyuns. That's poor. When you starving, and they're not really starving out there in Tahiti, you know, they eat, they got fruit, vegetables, all types of shit. But the women out there are tight, man. People are sleeping on those Tahitian chicks, man. Those Tahitian chicks are off the goddamn hook. Now, one thing that I found interesting, when I was on Bora Bora, I noticed, and I went to Bora Bora and Tahiti, they're two separate islands. When I was on Bora Bora, like the first day I was there, we were chilling, and I saw a dude, like a transsexual. I saw a goddamn transsexual, and it seemed kind of strange. I'm like, what the fuck is he doing here? I'm like, damn, I know they kind of ridicule this guy, but a lot of people were like very friendly towards this transsexual. And the next day, I saw a couple of more transsexuals. I'm like, what the fuck is up with these transsexuals? And like the day after that, I saw two or three more transsexuals. I'm like, there's a lot of transsexuals and gay dudes on this island. Like every third guy was a gay dude or a transsexual. It was really strange. And then when we're leaving the island, we stopped off in Tahiti, the main part of Tahiti, and there were a lot of gay dudes in Tahiti. I'm like, I got to do some research on this because it was real strange. It just seemed out of place, not in a good or a bad way. I'm just saying it just seemed strange to have such a small island with so many gay people on it. Not to criticize. This isn't a critique. It's just something that stood out. So I learned that in Tahitian culture, sometimes the families will raise the oldest boy as a girl in order to help the mother or the matriarch in the family out with chores and things of that nature. Because a lot of families have a lot of boys and they need somebody to help do the housework. Also, in Tahitian culture, they consider these men called mahus. That's what they're called. The term for a gay guy or transsexual in that Polynesian culture is called mahu. And they consider these guys good luck. They consider these guys to have like magic powers or some shit. So it's considered good luck to have a gay guy or a transsexual or a what they call mahu in their village. They think that it will bring good fortune to their village. Very strange, but hey, that's their culture. I'm not knocking it. So if you a gay dude and you like drinking pineapple juice and sucking dick, you might need to go to Tahiti and do what you do. But there are a lot of women out there in Tahiti too. There are a lot of fine motherfucking women out there, and it's open season on them too. They're cooperating too. But that's very interesting. I love to peep out other people's culture. There's some strange cultures out there, and it's interesting learning that. But I digress. And again, if you guys get a chance to get out there, it's really, really nice. I'm black than a motherfucker. Boy, that sun whooped my ass. Don't. And when you know how they say, well, black folks can't tan, bullshit. I look like a broke Morris chestnut right now. I'm black as hell. My shoulders are peeling and the whole shit. Because I was snorkeling, and you know, when you snorkel, your back is like on the surface of the water. Nigga, my back looks like a crocodile. A burnt up crocodile. I'm so black, I couldn't even recognize myself. I got home and I walked in the door. I'm like, what the fuck is Wesley Snipes doing in my house? And it turned out to be my reflection in the mirror. I'm black as hell. I walked out to my car and I saw my reflection. I'm like, what the fuck is Billy Blanks doing in my car? It was me. Black than a motherfucker. But I digress. Anyway, let's get into some good game today. Just wanted to give y'all a review of my trip to Bora Bora. But it's off the hook. Bora Bora is the shit. Anyway, let me read a couple of emails. I'm not taking any calls on today's show. I'm going to flow from the survival scrolls like I used to back in the day. I don't feel like taking no calls. I just want to flow. Now, like I said, today's topic, I'm going to talk about choosy lovers, choosy females. And I'm basing the topic on an email that I got from a gentleman. And I'm going to find that email right now. This is the email. I got an email from a brother. His name is Jonathan. Jonathan said, "What's up, Flex? I'm a junior at Lakewood High School out here in California." That's out there by Long Beach. What's up, Lakewood? He said, "I'm in a tight situation right now. I started talking to this girl." He even gave the girl's name. But I'm not going to say her name. But I'm going to look her name up on MySpace. See what she looks like. In November, I started talking to this girl. And things started to get a little heavy in December. Now, when things started to get serious between me and her, my parents said that we are moving to Arizona. But at the time, I didn't know that it was going to be temporary. So things went on and we continued to text each other on and on. and our connection became stronger and stronger, even though we were hundreds of miles apart. Now, Arizona ain't that goddamn far. But one day, the day after she told me she would be my girl, she said that another guy asked her out, and she said that me moving and the chance of us never seeing each other again hit her. So she kind of told the guy, yes, she would go out with him, meaning be her boyfriend, girlfriend, whoop-de-whoop. So basically, she said that because she thought she would never see me again. So the next day, I told her that I'm moving back to California. So I stepped my game up and I fought for this girl. And Jonathan goes on to say that she's like a diamond girl. She's sexy. She's athletic. Nice body. She's smart. He's really pumping this girl up. And the email goes on to say a couple of days passed and she finally broke up with the first guy, the guy on the side. And she told me that we would have to take it slow. I tried to take it slow. Then a week later, she hit me with a message saying that she just wants to be friends. All right, I respected her decision, but I still tried to get those feelings she once had for me. So it's been a month since that happened. And now it looks like she likes another guy. But she still wants to be friends with me. And there are times that it seems like she still has feelings for me. So the question is, what should I do? How can I get her to fall for me again? Signed, Jonathan. So basically, let me sum it up. Jonathan's dealing with this chick. They became semi-boyfriend, girlfriend. He said he was moving out of town, so she chose up on another dude. When Jonathan came back to town, she chose back up on Jonathan, but then decided, hey, let me choose up on this other guy. So, Jonathan, you have what the pimps back in the day called a choosy Susie. That's what the pimps call him. That's a chick that's up in every dude's face. A choosy Susie floozy. And dealing with a choosy Susie can be very difficult because a choosy Susie, a choosy lover, a choosy female is weak by definition. Because she's not loyal. Lack of loyalty is a sign of weakness. Now, let's say your game is weak, John, just for hypothetical reasons. Let's say your game is weak, but still, she's doing too much choosing. I would put it on you saying, hey, you should have stepped your game up, you should have did this, you should have did that. But this just seems like a weak female anyway. So no matter how tight your game is, any other dude can get in her head just as easily. So you want to be real leery of a choosy Susie. You don't want to deal with a woman who's not loyal. Loyalty is very big. Choosy Susies are kind of dangerous too because you don't know what the next dude will put in this woman's head. Because she's weak. Anybody can get in her ear. And fellas, you stay away from women like that. Any nigga can get in her ear and influence her. Because they'll set you up. They'll do all types of shit. So you really have to keep a choosy Susie at arm's length. See, the thing is, a lot of you square cats don't put no standards onto these women. Y'all let these women get away with all types of shit. See, back in the day, even now, the OG pimps would deal with choosy Susies by making them break out with a choosing fee. They would put a penalty on a choosy Susie to discourage her from going back and forth. That was a great rule the pimps used to have. Well, they still do have, the true to the game ones. The ones that's really out there straight lace doing it. Like if a female was with one pimp, and then she went to another pimp all up in his face, the new pimp is going to be like, well, bitch, you need to break out with a choosing fee, and I'm going to call your dude to let him know that you up in my goddamn face. So before she ran from dude to dude, she had to really get her money right, and she had to know that it wasn't going to be no ping-ponging back and forth. So that kind of alleviated all the bullshit from a choosy Susie. That stopped her from being so choosy Susie-ish. That made her make a better decision when she chose up on the next dude. And it's kind of hard to have those rules now with square dudes, because guys now have no standards and no rules and no penalties for these women now. They let women get away with all types of bullshit. Female can talk to you, talk to this nigga, talk to your friend, and niggas still running up after these females and fighting over them and doing the whole shebang. So fellas, you do not want to get involved with a choosy Susie unless you put penalties on her, unless she's ready to step her game up and strengthen up her mind. And when you deal with a choosy Susie, fellas, you don't use your ego. Because a lot of guys think, well, I'm so cute, she'll just want to be with me forever. No, it doesn't work like that. To deal with a choosy Susie, man, your mouthpiece has to be real tight. You got to strengthen her up if she's down to be strengthened. Because there's a lot of loose, floozy females out there who do really need some good game, somebody to spit some real fly shit to her to strengthen up her mind. Now, there's some women that are just too far gone. They just like being up in different niggas' faces. Niggas, bitches, dogs, cats, dildos, whatever. There's some women who are just weak like that. There's nothing you can do. But there's just some women who don't know any better. There's some women who are just choosy Susie-ish because nobody has put some real game down on them. Nobody has really stepped to them and been like, hey, if you fuck with me, you're going to have to respect the game. If you're going to be down, be down. You have to challenge some of these women, and a lot of these women are not being challenged. So you have to really decide what type of choosy female are you dealing with. Are you dealing with a woman who just needs to be upgraded, or are you dealing with a woman who's just weak? Now, when a woman is somewhat young, like in her late teens, early 20s, you know, women go through that attention whore stage where they just want to be up in niggas' faces. They like to be seen, and you have to take that into consideration, which is understandable. Every woman goes through her little hoochie stage. But there's a fine line between being an attention whore and a floozy. And when you have females who have a new boyfriend every other fucking week, that's a sign of weakness, dude. Now, if a female is going out with a couple of guys, she went out with this guy, she went out with that guy, but she's not really claiming them as her dude, you know, she's kind of testing the waters, I can kind of respect that a little bit. But when a female is like, okay, this is my man, or okay, I broke up with him last week, I got a new man, that's some sucker shit. A woman like that is kind of weak. So you might have to charge a woman like that to the game, fellas. But if you meet a woman and she's, you know, been out with this nigga, that nigga, she done been out to the club, let a couple of bras lick her ass, she can be upgraded. She can definitely be upgraded. But watch out for a weak, choosy Susie. And let her know, if a woman steps off with the next dude, coming back to you ain't gonna be so goddamn easy. That's another thing, fellas, because y'all let these women run out here and do whatever and whatever, and y'all sitting up playing the Forrest Gump role waiting on Jenny. Y'all remember the movie Forrest Gump? Forrest Gump had a female that he was in love with his whole life, damn near, Jenny. Jenny was out here doing everything and everybody, and Forrest held out waiting on her. I love Jenny. Jenny was smoking the pipe out there fucking all types of folks, and he's sitting up, I love Jenny. Well, Forrest Gump was a goddamn retard. And that's what you are if you sit up and let that shit go down and you let these women come back to you. They look at you as being a Forrest Gump-ass retard. When a female wants to do some choosy-floozying, she can't come to you that easily. You're like, hey, what you up in my face for? No, you need to go and do what you damn do. The fuck I need you for? I don't need another dude's garbage. Get your ass out of my face. But some of these cats out here are so goddamn desperate to get abroad, y'all let all types of loose, unchecked behavior go down. You feel me? Let me read one more email. One more email. Got an email from a guy. His name is BG. What's up, BG? He says, what's up, Tariq? I have a friend who's been living across the hall from this girl for several years, but never had the courage to approach her. He was at a strip club and he found out that the girl next door works as a stripper, because she approached him at the strip club and said, hi, neighbor. Now you know who I am and what I do. I don't want you to tell anybody. And his first reaction was to ask for a lap dance. And of course she turned him down by saying maybe later, which she never did. He also gave her a $20 tip when she was dancing up on stage. Now 2 months later, there's still no conversation going on between them, just awkwardness in passing when they cross paths in the building. When I asked him why he asked for a lap dance and gave her a tip, he said, she's hot and I want to hit that. Now, I know he royally fucked up his game with this girl, but at this point, what can he do to make something happen with this? Because he really wants to hit it. Now, I think I talked about this on many, many shows before. When you're dealing with a woman in the game, fellas, when you deal with a woman in the game, you're going to have to come at her two ways. She's going to look at you in two ways. She's going to look at you as a Mac, or she's going to look at you as a trick. A Mac or a trick. That's what they see. If you don't have Mac bones in your body, and if you don't step to a stripper on a Mac-ish level, they're going to automatically put you in a trick bag, even if you're their quote-unquote boyfriend. Now, all you quote-unquote boyfriends, you square dudes who date strippers, they look at you as a trick. Because, see, strippers do all types of extra shit that they don't tell you about. They come home and be like, oh, all I'm doing is dancing. They give hand jobs, suck dick. They do all types of extra shit that they never let the square boyfriend know about. About 103% of them do this. All of them do extra shit, fellas. And they come home and lie to you. Don't think for a minute that a female who will grind on a motherfucker's dick for $2 won't go somewhere and put that same dick up in her for $200. Don't think some little moral cloud is going to fall out the sky when it comes to a higher percentage of money. You feel me? That makes sense? So, fellas, stop coming at strippers like a trick, because they don't respect tricks. Now, BG, your boy is a trick. First of all, for being up in a goddamn strip club. And I'm going to call you guys out, because I know this is a culture where y'all niggas like to make it rain, and y'all making songs about you got 5,000 ones and you throw it up in the air. That's trick shit. There's nothing fly about that. When did it become cool to brag about tricking? Tricking ain't fly. Making it rain ain't fly. It's tricking. It's not cool.
just because you can out trick the next nigga, that ain't cool. Tricking is tricking, and women in the game don't respect tricking. They'll accept tricking, but they don't respect tricking. And unless you paying for some ass, really ain't gonna, nothing gonna pop off. With a stripper, you're gonna have to break out with some money or some drugs. That's what they want from you if you come at them out of a trick bag. Now, if you come at them on a Mackish level, you're gonna be campaigning for some money before you campaign for some pussy. And that's on a whole different level in the game. So BG, your boy, tell him he needs to stop tricking first. And he has already established that he's a trick. Because see, a lot of these women, man, a lot of women in the game, they feel you out. When they meet a guy, they test you out subtly to see how big of a trick you are. They're going to ask you to buy them a drink. They're going to say something real smooth and real slick to see how you react. They try to do something in a controlling manner because, see, hoes control tricks. That's their job. And they see if they can control you. They'll say something like, hey, come on by my house. But before you come by, why don't you stop by Del Taco and bring me a burrito? And then they'll monitor your reaction just to see what you'll say. Now, if you run and go get this motherfucker something to eat, bam, she's going to put you in a trick bag. Because she knows that you can be controlled, because right then at that point, she knows you really want her pussy. She knows that she can make you jump through hoops. That's why they do that. And every fella has went through that. You've dealt with a woman who has wanted you to go pick up some food before you went to her house. And every now and then I might meet a female and they try to pull that shit on me. Like, hey, Flex, why don't you stop by, McDonald's and get me a McMuffin? Like, bitch, do I look like Deals Meals on Wheels? I'm not a Pink Dot driver. The fuck I look like? Hell no, I ain't going to get shit. You better call Domino's or some goddamn body. I don't deliver food to nobody. I don't deliver food. Fuck that. Do I look like Sally Struthers and this is Feed the Children? Fuck that. Don't let females do that, fellas. When they say, stop by and get them something to eat, fuck that. No. Don't be afraid to say no, because see, y'all niggas are so scared to jeopardize your chances of getting some ass, you go along with all her bullshit. And a lot of strippers and hoes, they like to pull that out on a nigga. They like to get a dude to bring some type of tangibles to the house. And I don't blame them. Because if you're a dude who's campaigning for some pussy, she should be within her right to campaign for some paper. And may the best hustler win. And I'm campaigning for some paper too. Shit. You flip it. I'm like, damn that. When I get there, you better have some in that oven. As a matter of fact, take your ass to the supermarket and go get some beans and bread and some meats. And have some boiling when I get through. But women test you, fellas. They test you. Even in the club, they'll say, hey, why don't you buy me and my friends a drink? They'll say little shit like that and monitor your reaction. And you have to check that immediately. You come out of your mouth before you come out your pockets. Giving a stripper lap dances, paying for lap dances, that's not going to increase your chances of getting some ass. That's going to increase the price of her pussy. So you have to step to them mackishly. Now, if you go to a strip club, you need to be in there campaigning. That's why y'all need to go order the Macking for Money show. I give you tips on how to spit game at girls in strip joints. Go to maclessons.com and order the Macking for Money special. And I give a whole hour long worth of tips on how to step up your Macking game and get you a couple of dollars in your pocket. and get out of that goddamn trick bag. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I am your host, Mr. Tariq King Fletch Nasheed. Don't forget to go to myspace.com/Tariq_Nasheed. Check out those photos. And I'm going to shoot a link to everybody for my video footage of me and Bora Bora so you guys can see what it looks like. And next week, I'm going to do a Valentine's show where I have everybody call in. And we're going to flow straight from the Survivor Scrolls. Thank everybody for listening. I love you. Holla. Watch out for them choosy bitches. So glad you chose.